If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Oregon, Illinois is a gateway to the outdoors, a place where the arts thrive, and home to the best festivals in Northern Illinois. Only 90 minutes from Chicago, 1 hour from Naperville, and 30 minutes from Rockford. To talk about it all is Mel Cozy and George Howe from the Board of Commissioners for the City of Oregon.
Hello, thank you for having us on today.
Well, hello. Hello to everyone here. So we are talking Oregon, Illinois, not the state of Oregon, but in 1898, sculptor Laredo Taft founded the Eagle's Nest Art Colony on a bluff overlooking the Rock River north of Oregon. Now, Taft and his art colony began to exert an influence on the city of Oregon and its culture, and the artists who gathered during the summer at Eagle's Nest would leave a mark on the city below them. And there's a lot of rich cultural history that goes back to the early days of Oregon. Share that with us.
Well, one of the things that's been wonderful is we've had the opportunity, Dave, to really expand on in our city area with the arts. We have a Coliseum Museum of Arts, Antiques, and Americana. Shows off many of our local artists' work, and there's a direct correlation with the Eagle's Nest, and we're always having exhibits monthly. There's lessons there as well.
Mel, a day trip could include fishing, canoeing, kayaking, boating. You can take a paddle wheel ride on the Rock River, have lunch aboard the Pride of Oregon. I mean, there's a lot to do there, isn't it?
Yes, we are surrounded by three state parks, White Pines, Loudoun, and Castle Rock. Accessing those are very simple. You could make a great day trip out of those. We have a canoe kayak rental business in town called White Pelican. They cater to large groups, small groups, and are a great way to access the Rock River.
Love that. So, and there's plenty of nature to discover, including bird watching, too. I mean, you can see bald eagles, blue heron, pelicans, too, right?
Yes, and we are actually a bird watching community now, so lots of birds to see out here.
That's cool. Now, you mentioned all the parks that were there. The Oregon Park District has more than 150 acres of open space. Talk about the countless parks that you have there.
Well, Dave, we have, for a population of just 3,600 residents, we've got a state-of-the-art recreation facility, and it features a fitness center, indoor pool, gymnasium, racquetball, meeting space, and then we've got athletic fields, a splash pad, and then four parks along our scenic Rock River, not to mention miles of bike paths.
That's awesome. You know, I also know that you put on your website these day trip itineraries, which are fantastic. And here's one of them, like start the day with a cozy breakfast at Bella's Cafe, visit the grasslands, a 4,100-acre preserve in one of the most biologically diverse grasslands in Illinois. For lunch, stop by Jen's Artisan Breads for a charcuterie box and a loaf of fresh bread, and go take it to the riverfront and enjoy a picnic lunch. And then after lunch, pedal through Carnation Park's bike trails or fish along the riverbank through Park West. Don't forget your fishing license, of course. End the day with dinner at a Northern Italian eatery near you, and make it a reserve room at a cabin at White Pines Forest Park. So you're really laying things out based on what people want to do on these trips, right?
True. We are trying to make it very simple to access our community and really get into the nitty-gritty that makes our community a great place to visit.
I love that. How many of the itineraries are actually online that people can explore?
I believe all of them are on there now. You can pick and choose which one sounds best to you, whether you want more recreation-heavy or more shopping-heavy in arts and culture. So we've really tried to create a variety that best suits everyone.
And I know there's a state-of-the-art recreation facility there, too, but you guys are really high on really promoting relocating to Oregon, and there's a lot of Chicagoans who have done that. Talk a little bit about the city itself and what you have to offer, George.
Well, if you are thinking of relocating to Oregon, we have subdivision property available. You can build your own custom home if you choose. We have existing homes for sale, whether they are some of the original ones in our community. And it's also a perfect place to raise a family in a safe environment, Dave.
And yeah, that's part of it too, is right. I mean, it's a great place to travel to, but it's also a great place to live, where you two live, right?
Yes, yes. And as a mother in this community, our school district just last year was ranked the top 25% in the nation. So,
wow.
Looking to move out here with your family, our school district is wonderful.
I love hearing that. All right, Mel Cozy and George Howe, the City of Oregon. Cityoforegon.org is the website. So here's a fun fact for you. So Route 66, which starts down here in Chicago, will take you right into the heart of downtown Oregon, right?
Yes. Yep. That'll take you straight to Oregon, right into Chicago. And if you really enjoy a scenic view, I recommend taking that all the way in.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about downtown Oregon and what people can experience there.
Oh boy! That's a great question. We food or drink is what you're after. We've got over 40 bars and restaurants in town. That includes everything from cozy cafes and pizza joints to like brew pubs and saloons, and a lot to offer. It's just a nice leisurely afternoon with a lot of choices. If sushi is what you're after, or you'd like to get some pub grub, for example, we've got that too.
And there's shopping, hunting for antiques and window shopping, many boutiques and specialty shops. Talk about some of the stores that are featured.
Yes, so we have many great shops you can visit. A few of my favorite personally are White Pine Mercantile, Vicara Style, AM Floral. And then if you want to bring the family or have a girls or guys night out, you can go to Happily Handmade and create your own artwork on top of shopping there as well.
Okay, and then talk to me a little bit about where to stay, because there's Airbnbs, there's on the river, there's hotels. Break down a little bit of what you offer in Oregon.
We've got some nice Airbnbs along the river, so if you're looking to come in and really enjoy the outdoors, there are available Airbnbs there. We've got a couple of hotels and motels as well. And you can also stay at the Paddle Wheel Inn, which boasts the paddle boat, which gives you tours on the Rock River that heads south towards the dam and then jogs back up north before docking. You can have dinner there, look at the bald eagles on your visit. So great location to start your visit here.
And you have farmers markets there all summer long, right?
We do. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I'm actually one of the co-hosts of the farmers market. We're in our fifth year. We offer live music, 20 vendors, kids crafts. We try to make it family friendly. We close the road down. There's on-site parking. We offer EBT and SNAP sales. We really try to make it the most for any community member coming down.
I like hearing that. So you also, let's get back to some of the great outdoors. The Black Hawk Trail is a must-see, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep, you can go up to Black Hawk and you get to overlook the entire 180 view of the Rock River. It has a stairwell with 204 steps. So you start at the top, you walk your way down, and there's a really nice river walk along the way that has a spring outlet that feeds into the river. It's a great spot to start, and you can come in there and camp as well as see the Black Hawk statue, which was just recently renovated. So it's in its full glory right now.
And it's lit up in the evening, and it looks all across the river itself.
Very cool. Mel, if you were going to take a day trip and just go out and enjoy nature, where would you start?
Well, I'm an outdoorsy family friend person, so I would honestly start on the river and then make my way back to the Hunt Club for happy hour, which is another destination along the river.
Like that?
Yes. Yep. That's family friendly, too. They've got outdoor seating, indoor seating, very friendly establishment.
And Oregon's known for its, its art community, but, the Eagle's Nest Art Colony, which I opened with at the Laredo Taft campus, there's a Coliseum Museum of Art. Talk a little bit about the artists and some of the works that are on display throughout the city.
Well, we have been fortunate enough that we do have some of our local artists that actually have created very nice murals along a lot of our buildings throughout town, Dave. And they themselves tell a little bit of a story about some of the history. For example, we have our very historic courthouse in the center of town that was built back in 1891, and that is one of the things featured on a mural, as well as, of course, our Black Hawk statue, and many other things that are out there. And like I had mentioned earlier, we're always having some kind of an event in regards to, it could be a painting contest with a certain theme, and we just had something just right now, as a matter of fact, that is still going on until the end of the month, that has farms and barns and just outdoor events and things, and it can be oil paintings and pastels, watercolors, and there's a lot of very talented people out here.
Yeah, you know, between that and the shopping, and as you said, the food and the drink and the restaurants and so forth, one thing I know Oregon prides itself in is open for business, aspiring entrepreneurs. Sometimes you get into a city, you try to find a place, there's a lot of red tape, and it's not the case in your town.
Absolutely, and that's, again, one of the reasons why we have such a vibrant downtown and we don't have any open spaces as far as storefronts is concerned. And one of the reasons for that is the city provides for new businesses rental assistance, where we will pay up to 50% of your monthly rent for the first year to really help you get started. And we also have facade grants. So, for example, you might want to put up a shingle or your canopy or something to that effect. We also provide that. So we really encourage new businesses. We're happy to have them here. And in return, they provide a lot of things here for our city as well.
I love hearing that. So your farmers market is in the summer, but this fall, you've got an Audubon parade festival. It's the first weekend of October with all kinds of things happening. Tell folks about what's happening that week.
That's a really great week for our community. I believe we have over 20,000 people that visit the city throughout the weekend. It populates the entire courthouse. There's food trucks, live music, a kids zone, a petting zoo. It actually hosts, it boasts the largest parade in Northern Illinois, and it is just the pride of AOP.
Love hearing that. And there's always stuff for kids to do, too. You got splash pads. You've got a great recreation facility as well.
We sure do. We have a lot to offer. Like I said, we've got a wonderful staff out here at our parks facilities, and there's always plenty of things to do for the kids. And not to mention, like you said, now we have just recently put in a zip line at our pool. So the kids line up all the way around the pool, getting the opportunity to zip into the pool. So that's just one of the features that we have too, Dave.
I love it. No matter where you're visiting from, all trails lead to Oregon, Illinois. And you can plan your trip at visitoregonillinoisil.com. Mel Cozy and George Howe, the city of Oregon, thank you so much for sharing Oregon with us, and have a great weekend.